free world.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How are you guys doing this evening?
I'm doing well, man. I just got emotional all of a sudden thinking about you guys in Vegas and somehow Drew Estate too.
Yeah. I definitely miss hanging out with you guys and drinking and smoking and just having a good time.
I disagree.
This is a good powwow session, I feel like.
It is.
I think they get to see the real us.
I'm good with Zoom.
Dude, I miss you, June. I haven't seen you forever, man. I didn't
see you guys last year.
I know. That's what makes this so forever. Much harder.
Yeah.
I know.
It messes up my mind because I went to TPE with Aaron. But I have to remember.
So you got to see the industry people, but you missed John and Seth.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Well, which is the fun part, right? Well, we all get together and.
I figured I was going to see you in Denver, so you know it wouldn't be that big of a deal. Yeah. But then, yeah.
Oh, you were going to see Seth in July, and that never materialized.
Yeah.
It's like just a mess.
Sucks. Wow.
Just keep on rocking in the free world.
Speaking of all that, we are talking about the Moy Ruiz La Jugada Habano Semi-Press Toro. It's going to go probably on the top of the list for longest cigar names of the year. Cigar is a Toro Extra, 6.5x52, comes out of the Lozona factory in Nicaragua.
Name council approves.
All right. Wrappers Ecuadorian Habano, binder filler, both from Nicaragua, blended by Hector Alfonso. Price point is $9.50. This cigar was released in August of 2020. So with all the info out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
Hector blended this?
No.
Well, I don't know, man. I think Hector could blend better than this. I thought it was pure average and just very one-sided, you know, spice and earth, baking spice, cedar, oak bitterness. And my burn was just absolutely horrendous. Like, I feel like every time I relit it and to take the draw after I relit it, it went out on me. So I lost count of how many times I had a relight. There was like, you know, there was tunneling, there was everything. But in terms of like the pre-light experience, there was nothing, you know, wrong in that sense, right? Like the cigar wasn't too spongy, the cigar wasn't too hard. Like, I don't know what it is, leaf placement apparently. So, and that might have something to do with the actual flavors that I gave off. But man, I just, for such a big smoke, it's such a like mundane average smoke.
All right, Seth, what were your thoughts?
You know, we've done this long enough. We know how a lot of brands produce cigars. And you know what comes out of a factory. So you know when you start lighting it up, you know typically where it's going to go. You have an idea of where it's going to go. And that's the case for, you know, Lozona. It's the case for Aganorsa, et cetera.
Yeah.
Right when lighting the cigar up, I knew this cigar was going to be what it is right then, and it wasn't going to go anywhere. It just didn't. It didn't deliver anything. It delivered a lot of black and red pepper. There's dry earth, grass, herbal, mineral notes. It was rough. Wasn't a big fan of it, but at the same time, I liked it because it was rough. So I don't know. What about you, John?
Burn did not affect my performance, June, and I would certainly describe the profile as linear. I mean, it was pleasant, but it was pretty linear. There was just not a lot of layers of complexity here. I get what Seth's saying about the roughness, just because the different flavors that came through were kind of jarring. Like, they didn't really transition and they didn't really layer. So, you know, one moment you get a lot of dryness, and then the next moment you get cocoa, and then the next moment you get wood. And they never really came together. It wasn't bad. I would probably smoke one of these, you know, if I was watching a football game and wanted to pick me up. But, you know, in terms of reaching for one of these because I'm looking for something that elevates the brand, I just don't think this is it. I think La Jugada's, they put out better releases than this. I had a decent burn. I had one relight required at the halfway point. Weirdly, went kind of mid-draw, just spontaneously went out, which is odd, but the draw was perfect. So yeah, pretty linear. Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, with how bad the burn was that I had, I was a bit surprised that it was able to kind of carve out a serviceable flavor profile from it. The first third was good, had a nice enjoyable flavor combination, but it kind of dropped down in each third as the burn issues just kind of took their toll on it. I was hoping that you guys were going to be able to have, you know, better burns kind of report on what the cigar would provide, but I don't know. I mean, it seems like even with a good burn, it was still a fairly average flavor profile. So I was kind of curious about going back to this to see if I got, you know, a well-constructed version, if it would taste better, but it doesn't seem like that's necessarily the case based on what, how you guys felt. So I don't know. Jury's out if I'd come back to this or not to do it. I mean, if it burned like this, like what I had was it almost every draw just seemed like it wanted to go out. So I would like take a few draws to get like full smoke production. And then it was just like,
okay. Do you remember I was messaging you the other night and I was saying, you ever smoke a cigar where it feels like the cigar just wants to go out? So this is what I was smoking at the time. I managed to keep it burning, but I will echo what you're saying. It absolutely felt like at any moment the cigar really wanted to go out, and I don't know why that was. But
it's like you had to keep on smoking it, but it wasn't smoking fast by doing
right.
That. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's exactly crazy. Right.
Yeah.
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 We should have a new rule in our scoring where if the cigar goes out more than like 3-4 times during the time, let's just disqualify it.
June, you're going to disqualify.
What the fun be in that?
Disqualified. Yeah, yeah. Second, third, disqualified.
Sorry, guys. I got to sit out this week. They're all disqualified.
Yeah. All we get is, why didn't you review our cigar? So, all right. We'll do the scores. Top of the list, John, 5.55. Seth was next at 5.50. June gave it a 5.25. I gave it a 4.63. So, John, how'd that 5.55 match up for you?
Gosh, man. I mean, like I said, I like Nelson and Danny. They're really good guys. And I think they've put out some pretty cool blends, some of which are June's favorite. But this is definitely not one of them. And I think, you know, when you see a high mark of 5.5, that is, you know, pretty compelling. Like I said, you know, it's linear. It just, just didn't do anything for me, unfortunately.
All right, Seth, 5.5.
Yeah, it's, John, you said it, halfway through the cigar, I looked down at the band, I'm like, wow, these are the guys that did the finger trap.
It's so good.
And I'm
racist.
But tasty. Like
racist.
But like, I was just Frank like, Uncle's chicken.
And then they did Denmark, like, racist.
I like that one too.
And then they did what the fuck else did they do?
Chopsticks?
I don't remember.
Anyways,
nunchucks.
And they did the
racist
and the hand and gripper.
Went, June, and then they went after you again for the hand gripper because you're that power lifter guy. You know you're the office hand gripper. So it was flat. It was linear. It didn't do anything the entire way. For the price. I don't think LaRange is only like 25 cents more expensive than this.
Oh, really?
LaRange is under $10. Just go buy a LaRange.
That's a good point.
I'm sorry. I know, Aaron. You're probably like, guys, why do you have to say this in the recaps? But
if you ever hear me say you need to tone it down, there's a problem.
No, man.
This is true.
For crying out loud, you guys fucking, we should have re-recorded the ML.
I liked the soft press. I mean, it was.
Sure. It was a cool presentation. There's no question. It was pretty slick in the cigar. I really liked the presentation. I wish Aaron would have had a better burn because it would have been interesting to see, you know, overall what the flavor performance would have been if the burn would have been, you know, near perfect.
Yeah, same for June. I mean,
same for me. I had worse than him. I had it worse than Aaron.
No, I had it worse. I scored it. I scored it. I gave it 0 points for burn.
So. Oh,
wow. How many relates is that? Like five?
I did at least five.
Maybe. Let me see. Let's see if I noted it in my burns. So I had three relights, one in each third.
That'd be a point. I gotta change my score then. Can you downgrade my score?
Three,
huge
three,
canoe in the second, third. And it was just like, I said, every draw, I had to take multiple draws to get like what I felt was like a normal
acceptable
draw.
Amount of smoke. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's, you know, what's crazy, guys. If you look at like the Year of the Rat background behind Aaron, like, I know it's tobacco leaves, but it looks like it's
cigarette
apocalyptic.
Oh,
like atmosphere. Oh, and then you have this rat with the
Fallout
thing. So trippy.
Yeah. Seth had a gummy before we started doing videos. All right, June, 5.25.
Me?
Yeah, 5.25.
Oh, okay. Average, disappointing, honestly. I don't believe Hector blended this. He's a better blender than this.
My 4.63 matches up well. Overall, it was an average flavor profile. Just that burn was just horrible. And that, you know, typically when I have an average flavor profile, my overall score ends up being average. But when that burn is that bad and it's just like I'm babysitting it, it's kind of takes its toll there. So, yeah, not good. Final thoughts on this cigar from you guys?
I don't think we should blame Hector on this, even if he did have to blend it. And the reason for that is sometimes the chef has to make the meal for the person who's ordering it.
Yeah, and if the person just enjoys Hungry Man TV frozen dinners,
you got to give him
Hungry Man.
Listen, I was reading this in Obama's new book. Do you know how he likes his steaks?
Oh, well, don't say it.
Oh, yeah. Rare. Oh,
Obama?
Medium well. And I'm reading this.
That's legit.
Imagine, no, that is not legit. Shut up, June. Anyways, listen to what I'm saying.
I personally enjoy my steak.
Aaron,
go ahead.
How do you like your steaks?
Like medium rare or medium, depending on who's
medium rare or medium. So either way, these are top chefs probably that he comes across. And here they are like, man, I got to burn this fucking piece of meat for the
person. Yep, exactly. States.
I don't care, John. What the fuck, man?
I like my chicken medium rare.
Yeah, what? But I'm sure Salmonella cooks
and,
it for
and your
you
pork.
Too.
Yeah, I like my poops medium rare as well.
All right, so I got something to talk about the cigar, actually. So I found it interesting with this cigar and another cigar that comes out of Lizona about the size. When the press release went out for this cigar, it was labeled as a 6-inch cigar.
Oh, right.
So when I got this cigar.
That's right.
So when I got this cigar, I measured the third so that I know exactly where I'm transitioning, right? So I'm like, yeah, this is not a 6-inch cigar. Because the thing I love about 6-inch cigars is that it's really easy to find the thirds. 2 inches, 2 inches, 2 inches. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. So sometimes what happens is you get, like, they make, like, these test blends in like a different size or whatever, like for whatever reason that they're doing. Yeah. I'm like, please don't tell me you sent me, you know, something that's not production and so we can't review it or whatever it is. But so I messaged you and they said, no, that's the right size. So I'm like, all right, maybe they messed up, whatever it was. But then when this whole new Warzone short Churchill thing came about, they made the same mistake. So the reported size is different than the actual size. I'm wondering, like, is there some communication issues? Like, they don't know the actual sizes that it's coming out of the factory at, and the guys at the factory just make whatever size the fuck they want? Like,
yeah, because there's nobody down supervisor.
There's nobody getting to go down to Nicaragua to keep
shit supervisors in Miami. Yeah. I mean, we're probably going to get into that in the end of the year recap, but I think you're going to see a hell of a lot more of that in 2021.
I think it's going to be worse. It's going to be worse next year.
Huh.
Yep.
Yes. I mean, it's
we'll get into it offline, but I got more to say on that.
I'll say it online.
I have something to say offline too about the cigar.
The worst review ever. We're gonna say everything offline.
Sorry, Nelson. Sorry, Danny. Love you guys.
No. It's I like those guys a lot.
Super nice really guys. Cool.
Yeah.
So I got an idea. Should we do a Patreon version where we do the offline thing, but you have to pay to hear it?
We will get scolded like fucking crazy from the industry.
I mean, you know, it'd be nice get some ducats. We gotta keep the lights on.
Yeah, I think if we do it, we need to
we will not be allowed at PCA booths at all.
No, we need to turn it into like a live where they can join. Where the
man,
but we never invite the manufacturers or brand owners. This is just for the consumer, so they can hear.
The manufacturers and brand owners from other brands can join. Of the specific cigar.
Because they need to hear the truth. And this is a circle of trust.
Yeah.
And that's what it'll always be. And no one will know. And it'll spread.
We should do OnlyFans too.
Great. Are we ready to wrap
OnlyFans
this up?
OnlyFans is a great idea. That is.
Yeah. OnlyFans.
All right.
And I'm going to catch this about the OnlyFans you're thinking about.
If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. But also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.